All right, once again, you're listening to Funnyshire Radio 104.9 FM, and every Thursday at 5:10 up to 5:20, we have a special guest onto the studios, and he is Mr. Rolf Bajaria, CPA from Excellent Tax, and he is with us yet again. A very good evening to you. How are you?
I'm doing good. I want to say hello to everyone on your Drive Time program. And we really appreciate all the comments and questions that we get on FunAsia, listeners at excellenttax.com. And we try our very best to respond to your comments and questions as quickly as we can.
All right, wonderful. Now, before we go on to the calls, you know, I want to ask you, I believe, first of all, congratulations. I believe you have an office opening soon. Now I'm going to let you announce the location of it.
Yes, Webup, thank you for bringing that up. We have Excellent Tax offices that will be opening soon in Irving, Texas, and Austin, Texas, and we will be providing details in the upcoming future dates.
Wonderful. Now, let's kickstart the program with the tax headlines for the week ending November 22nd. What do you have for us?
The IRS Advisory Council issued its annual report yesterday, November 20th, at the Melrose Hotel in Washington, D.C., with regards to future recommendations to web up to wide range of IRS administration matters. Like, for example, the IRS should continue to expand their voluntary correction programs to facilitate taxpayers' self-reporting for prior years' non-compliance, which would also be of interest to our FunAsia listeners, would include programs like the OVDP program, which of course is the Offshore Voluntary Disclosure Program of Voluntary Compliance by the Taxpayers. Also, they're trying to cut down on the processing time for the 2848 representation. If you happen to hire a CPA or an attorney to represent you in front of the IRS, the time to process that 2848, they're trying to cut that down. Also, they are trying to reduce the timeline, Weber, for any time when you request transcripts from the IRS, certified copies of your returns, etc. They're trying to reduce that down. That's also part of the game plan. Also, of interest to our FunAsia listeners is a lot of taxpayers call me from time to time that they have obligations and tax liabilities for 2012, that they cannot pay the tax bill, and they want to set up an installment plan. The IRS game plan is that they are trying to make it easier for you to go online yourself on irs.gov and set up an installment plan for any kind of a tax liability that is under $50,000. Also, another headline is a warning from the IRS in regards to a consumer scam related, once again, to the relief of Typhoon Haiyan. According to the IRS report that was released, a consumer alert about possible scams taking place in the wake of this Typhoon Haiyan. So IRS cautions people wishing to make disaster-related charitable contributions to please avoid scam artists by following these tips. To help disaster victims, make sure you donate to recognized charities only. Be wary of charities with names that are similar to familiar or nationally known organizations. Some phony charities use names or websites that sound or look like those of respected, legit organizations. The IRS website at irs.gov has a search feature. It's called Exempt Organization Select Check. Once again, it's called Exempt Organization Select Check, through which people may find out legitimate, qualified charities where donations would be tax deductible. Also, the service is warning people, do not give out personal financial information, such as your social security numbers or your credit card or your bank account numbers and passwords to anyone who solicits a contribution from you, because these scam artists may use this information to steal your identity and your money. Okay?
All right. Wonderful. Sounds good. Now, what are the guidelines for excellent tax record keeping, and how does that impact your tax planning?
Like I've mentioned on other numerous occasions, your record keeping really is the foundation for any and all of your tax planning. If your record keeping is shaky, your tax planning structure is not going to be worth a flip. We have a program at Excellent Tax called Excellent Record Keeping, which is a value-based program to assist you to keep accurate financial records of your business strictly on an income tax basis to arrive at a concise bottom line number, which is your net income, of course, so that tax planning can be initiated. Under this program, we have free evaluation of your existing record keeping service, which is like a medical checkup on the health of your financial statements and your business records. Under this complimentary evaluation program, we list out suggestions, recommendations, and fixes to your financial records. In one of our recent evaluations, for example, we found out that for a particular taxpayer, the deposits were not being properly reconciled to sales, and it ended up giving him an overstatement of $100,000 of net income, which could approximately be a potential $39,000 worth of additional tax liability. So this is why these kind of things are very important. As we know, time is running out on most of the tax planning opportunities for 2013, and for which most people would be end of December, of course. These suggestions that we come up with, you can incorporate yourself if you like, or of course use our experienced and seasoned people here at Excellent Tax to do it for you in the most expeditious manner on your behalf. Bottom line is, we want to utilize any and all tax planning tools to reduce your tax liability and put the money back in your pocket where it belongs.
All right, we have a couple of minutes left, so if you can briefly go over the updates for pension plans and other retirement-related terms for the year 2014.
Basically, there have been changes to the pension plan for 2014. Some of the 401Ks, the 403s, the 457, the limitations, the 17,500 remain unchanged, but there is a phase-out that has been set up that needs to be explored to make sure that you properly qualify for that pension plan.
Okay, and how about the tax strategy of the week?
The tax strategy for the week is dealing with cost segregation of your assets. If you happen to own a real estate property that needs to be depreciated up to 39 years, could be split into pieces, so it could use the faster acceleration. And I want people to go on our tax blog at excellenttax.com and look up this important tax strategy.
All right, and of course, call their new Plano location, 214-888-2490 or 972-226-9824. The website is excellenttax.com, X-E-E-L-L-E-N-T, tax.com. And Excellent Tax coming soon to Irving and Austin, Texas. So stay tuned for that. And you can also send your questions and responses to Fun Asia listeners at excellenttax.com. And the physical address for them, for the Plano location, is 6300 Independence Parkway, Suite D, Plano, Texas, 75023. And Ravji, I want to thank you for stopping by and, of course, giving us some great information here.
Super. Thank you so much, Wrap Up.
Thank you. As always, a pleasure.